From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Out with the new and in with the old. House Republicans have given up on their attempt to install new rules governing the Ethics Committee. At this hour, the House is poised to vote for a return to the old rules. Democrats had argued that Republicans wanted to change the rules to protect Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas from an ethics investigation. Democrats refused to allow the Ethics Committee to meet under new rules. Meantime, public pressure for an investigation of DeLay has been building. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
When California Republican David Dreyer brought a bill to the floor to roll back ethics rules to what they were in the last Congress, he was exasperated.
This will take us back to the 108th Congress's rules with regards to ethics. Word for word, comma for comma, exactly the same rules that existed in the 108th Congress.
What has frustrated all Republicans in the last 4 months is Democrats' daily beatings on them for instating new, weaker ethics rules. The new rules would have made it relatively easy for either party to protect one of their own from an ethics investigation. The old rules are stricter and trigger automatic investigations when there is partisan gridlock on the committee. In retaliation, Democrats have brought the Ethics Committee to a dead stop. They say the new rules were meant to protect one of the most powerful Republicans in Washington, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. He was admonished by the Ethics Committee on 3 separate charges last year, and shortly thereafter, Republican leaders shook up the Ethics Committee membership and weakened the rules. Now there are additional allegations of ethics violations by DeLay, and today, House Speaker Dennis Hastert said that's in part why Republicans are moving to get the Ethics Committee going.
I think that there are issues out there that need to be discussed. I think that there's a member, especially on our side, that needs to have the process move forward so he can clear his name. Right now, we can't clear his name.
When the Ethics Committee does start its work, one of the first items on its to-do list will likely be opening a new investigation on Tom DeLay. But while Democrats accepted the Republicans' about-face and said they will stop boycotting the Ethics Committee, they're still hopping mad, like New York Democrat Louise Slaughter.
4 months later, after the world has been awakened to the unethical brand of sweep-it-under-the-rug politics, the Speaker has finally relented to the public pressure and agreed to reinstate the ethics rules that have governed the House for years.
And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called it 2 steps forward, 1 step back. She said she's still worried about a staffing problem. Under the old rules, the top Republican and Democrat on the committee had to work together to hire nonpartisan staff for the committee. But under the new rules, and since this impasse began, the Republican chairman of the committee has brought in his own staff. Democrats say this is of dire importance, since the staff usually conducts the investigations into ethics complaints against members of Congress. Republicans say Democrats won't be happy with anything, not even this full reversal of the rules. But Pelosi said today it's not about just the rules. It's about what Republican leaders have done, she said, to the standards of the entire House of Representatives.
People are learning what the impact of that low ethical standard is having when you have energy lobbyists writing the energy bill and the American people are paying the price at the pump, where you have the pharmaceutical industry writing the prescription drug bill and you have the American people paying the price at the pharmacies.
And so while this four-month impasse over House ethics rules is coming to a close, Democrats are not likely to go quiet about it. With one eye on next year's elections, they're trying to make a political point about which party should be running Congress. And that, incidentally, is in part how Republicans took over the House 10 years ago. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.